Mikvahs chapter 4, Mishnah 3, Achotet Betzinor Lekabel Tzoras. If one makes a cavity in a pipe to catch gravel, so he's got a pipe over there. Now the pipe, it comes out, is actually usually not considered a utensil because it's open at both ends, usually. But over here, what he does is he hollows out at the bottom of the pipe. They make like a receptacle at the bottom so that as the water flows through, the gravel flows into this receptacle. So is that made the pipe into a utensil, in which case water flowing through it will be drawn water, ma'am shuvim, or not? It says the Mishnah, Bishal Eitz Kolshu, if it's a wooden pipe, any size hole will make it into a utensil, the pipe. Bishal Cheres, and if it's an earthenware pipe, revis, then it has to have at least a revis, a quarter of a lug, has to be the size of this receptacle, and then the whole pipe becomes a utensil, and water flowing through it is considered mamshu. Rabbi Yossi Omer says, Rabbi Yossi, af b'shel cheres kolshu, he disagrees. He says, even in an earthenware pipe, just any small receptacle will make it into a utensil. And lo amru revis, ela b'shivre klei cheres. They said, the law of a revis, they said, was related to a completely different subject matter, says Rabbi Yossi. It was considered over there whether a broken utensil can hold a revis or not. Got nothing to do with pipes, says Rabbi Yossi. Hayitzuras mischalchalim besoicha. If dirt settled into this hole in the pipe, this chamber over there, poislim es hamikvah. So it will still remain, the pipe will still be considered a utensil and invalidate the mikvah. Yared l'socha afa v'nichbash bat. If soil gets compacted into this cavity, now it's not considered a cavity anymore because now the water is going to flow straight over it. So now kosher. Now it's going to be, the pipe will not invalidate a mikveh through the law of drawn water. Silon shutzer mikan mikan. If you've got a pipe that is narrow at both ends, v'rachav min ha'emtza, and it's wide in the middle. It's actually got a picture over there in the cart. You can see it's got a bulge in the middle of the pipe, right? So that ainu poisel, that's not considered a utensil, doesn't invalidate the mikveh. Ibnei shelo nasil kabbalah, because that was not made as a receptacle. That bulge is not made a receptacle. That's just the way the pipe is shaped, and therefore water flowing through there won't be considered maim shuvim, drawn water.